It's time to find your next ag venture with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. Hundreds of Wisconsin specialty crop producers are eager to welcome you to their farms for food, recreation, and education. We're introducing you to these destinations courtesy of Specialty Crop Block Grant 2310. And now, here's your host, Stephanie Hoff.
We're so excited to be kicking off what is essentially an audio tour of agritourism destinations in Wisconsin. Over the next several months, we'll go to strawberry patches, we'll go to vineyards, cranberry bogs, fields of flowers, all sorts of specialty crops in Wisconsin. But it would not be possible without the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, better known as WATA. Executive Director Sheila Everhart joins us in studio today. Sheila, when you and I were sitting down and planning out what the rest of the year was going to look like, there was really no shortage of ideas on places to go or products to feature in Wisconsin. Give us a sense of the bounty that Wisconsin does have to offer when it comes to specialty crops.
Absolutely. Wisconsin is known as America's Dairyland, but Wisconsin is also America's agricultural tourism destination. And we're going to have this audio tour talk about specialty crops. And there are over 350 specialty crops, according to the USDA. And in Wisconsin, we are top for snap beans, cranberries, and ginseng, but we're also the top five for potatoes, cherries, carrots, green peas, and Christmas trees. So in this audio tour, we are going to talk with farmers that are engaged in raising herbs, honey, peonies, berries and asparagus, sweet corn, peas, lavender, cherries, sunflowers, hops, peppers, mums, cranberries, corn, pumpkins, and canary grass, and finishing out the series with evergreen trees for our holidays.
So Sheila, if anyone was blown away by that list like I was, well, that's just a sample of what Wisconsin really does have to offer when it comes to specialty crops. You are with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, and you threw ag tourism in there. What is the bridge between ag tourism and specialty crops?
So the USDA is recognizing the importance of agricultural tourism and the growth of agricultural tourism. And they're considering that a specialty crop. So last year, we, the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, and a group of farmers wrote a grant. And the grant is Growing Wisconsin Food, Specialty Crops, and Agricultural Tourism Development, Galvanizing Wisconsin, America's Agricultural Tourism Destination. The reason why this is important is that the agricultural tourism market, bringing guests onto a family farm, is projected to reach $62.98 billion by 2027. Between now and 2027, it looks to have a 13.6 compounded annual rate of growth.
Sheila, give us a sense of the membership that you have of Wisconsin farmers who are also offering these agritourism experiences or ag ventures, as you like to put it.
Yes, we have our apple orchards, we have our vineyards, we have our pumpkin patches, we have our hops farms.
So the Wisconsin Agritourism Association, you applied for this grant, and I was surprised when you said USDA is considering agritourism a specialty crop. Speak to the importance for a farm to be offering agritourism as a way to supplement or using agritourism as another crop, so to speak.
So let me tell you this story. Most of our agricultural tourism destinations that have been operating for 10, 15 years, they start by growing sweet corn and having a farm stand on the side of the road. Or they start by growing pumpkins and have a pumpkin wagon on the side of the road. And over the years, because consumer demand wants that fresh sweet corn or those amazing pumpkins, they're destination becomes a location where people drive to, and then they just expand and expand. But what happens is agricultural tourism, specialty crops, are an additional revenue stream for farm families so that they can pay that for that extra dance lesson, or they can get those braces for their teeth, or they can take a family vacation, because farmers don't take vacations, you know, and it's just that extra revenue stream to make ends meet when commodity prices are not good.
Agritourism is sustaining our farm families. The other element that surprised me, Sheila, was the rate of growth that agritourism is expected to make. Give me a sense of what the consumer is asking for today, where they are drawn to these farms and have that food experience or activity or relaxation out on the countryside.
So really, we're coming out of the pandemic, and everyone experienced some unsettling times during the pandemic. And when the supply chain was broken and there were shortages and availability of our basic grocery items, the importance of our rural communities and our family farms escalated. Consumers knew they could go to a farmer and get fresh eggs. They knew they could go and get vegetables and fruit. So the importance of rural communities just rose beyond no doubt. People want to support our farmers. They realize that they want to know where their food is grown and where it comes from. With 1.2% of our population farming, consumers want to make sure that our agricultural land is utilized effectively, that we have conservative practices for our land and water, but they really want to support our family farms and make sure they know that they will always have food security, and that they embrace the culture of sustainability for Wisconsin.
Sheila, as we outlined earlier in this conversation, over the next several months, we will be introducing listeners to a lot of these farmers that have the qualities that you just outlined for us. We'll be taking you across Wisconsin, introducing you to farms that open up the property to the public for educational experiences, food experiences, or just to get better connected to the land that they farm. In addition to that, though, we are also raising awareness of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. This is a resource for any farm that is thinking about starting an ag tourism enterprise on premise to get more information and to build a network. Sheila, tell me more about WADA and the work that you do to support these farmers.
So the pillars that Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism is based upon include education, includes marketing, includes membership, and it includes advocacy. And with advocacy, we want to remove the obstacles for beginning and current agricultural tourism producers, enabling them to successfully start or grow an agricultural tourism revenue stream to their current farm. We provide tools, we provide networking, we share best practices, and we educate our lawmakers, and we educate our townships and our county boards just about the importance and the economic revenue that agricultural tourism brings to our entire rural communities, because people want to come all over the Midwest and the United States to come to Wisconsin, America's agricultural tourism destination.
something new that WADA is doing is this peer-to-peer mentorship program. I think you could ask any farm organization what really works. And in agriculture, it's that face-to-face networking and relationship building and getting your questions answered by someone who's been in the business for a while. So tell me about the peer-to-peer mentorship program. How many mentors are out there? And what are you hoping that farms are going to get out of it?
So we do a lot of networking and we do a lot of informal networking. But for this year and next year, we are taking up to 12 farmers who are interested in either starting agricultural tourism on their farms or by growing their agricultural tourism experience. We did an interview with them. We know exactly what their objectives and goals are. And then because we know our membership, we say, this one would match up perfectly with this particular farmer. They are like kindred souls and they can connect. Because, you know, we do offer a lot of lunch and learns and an annual conference. And we do a lot of workshops where we present. But if you're in a room with 60 people, you're not going to raise your hand and ask a very personal question, or you just have a little more apprehension. So when you can pick up the phone and just call your sponsor, your mentor, the dialogue and the information flow back and forth just seems seamless. It just seems seamless.
Sheila, in your experience as the executive director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, what are some of those common questions that come up from a farm that's maybe on the cusp or thinking about but hasn't pulled the trigger yet on starting an ag tourism destination that having the network in WADA would help alleviate?
Know your permitted uses on your land. Farmers have a right to farm. Agricultural tourism is considered farming, but you know, everybody wants to move to the community and pick up those 1, 3, 5 acre parcels for their retirement homes. But they forget those farm families have been living on that property for 40 years and they have a right to farm and they want to generate a revenue stream. So it's always about permitted land usage, it's about zoning, it's about conditional use permits, and we talk to them about, okay, you're going to have guests on your farm on this particular weekend, let's talk about traffic flow, let's talk about safety, let's talk about parking, let's talk about noise, let's talk about frequency, let's talk about what might be the unknowns.
Yeah, whether it's something that has to do with legal aspects of the farm or tips and tricks. You know, I saw this pest in my strawberry patch last summer. You know, what have you done to try to mitigate that?
Absolutely. And it's like, what are the hottest trends? People want to have picnics in the peonies or they want to have picnics in the sunflowers. And the guys just want to have a date night where they don't have to plan anything, but oh, they get the bonus points.
Marketing is another one of those elements. How do I reach the consumer that, you know, I know they want to come to my farm, but they may not know how to find me or how to get to me? That's another element that the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association helps farms out with. You make it pretty easy to go online and find an ag venture near you.
We have a 2-year marketing plan, and we have these 20-by-30-foot signs that are posted in our visitor centers across Wisconsin. It's Love Our Ag, America's Agricultural Tourism Destination. And in the right-hand corner is a QR code where our guests can scan that QR code, takes them right to the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism website so they can find a farm near them based on their county, based if they're interested in going to an apple orchard or a winery. So on our website, Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism, it's pretty easy to find a farm near you. We also have a Facebook page, and we have some amazing videos that were created highlighting Wisconsin farms.
So whether you are a producer or a consumer, these are resources for you to make those connections. Sheila, we can't forget you're here as the executive director of WADA, but you also live the farm life. Tell me about your background in agriculture and how that led you to what you're doing today.
My background is in education. And you know, there's a statement that the teacher appears when the student is ready. So I retired from education and I'm using my talents and skills to help others learn. But 42 years ago, I married a farmer and my life has changed ever since. My husband and son, they farm about 1,000 acres. They are growing corn and soybeans, but we have our fourth generation that is doing a pumpkin wagon every fall as a part of his ag education through his high school program. It's called a supervised ag experience. And so we have a pumpkin wagon for our neighbors to buy pumpkins from the farm.
So Sheila, you don't just talk about it, you live it as well, right alongside your members.
I understand what farming is all about. I understand what it's to be like to be a farm wife and to balance your life and how when the cows are out, you run to get the cows in because we also raise beef cattle.
Now, Sheila, I've got to ask you, as the next episode will be kicking off kind of our own egg venture around Wisconsin with these audio tours through this podcast series, is there a particular crop or farm that you're really excited to learn more about?
I love all of our members, and I am a marketer for all members, and I really am trying to learn more myself about lavender, and I'm trying to learn more about peonies and cut flowers, because I see that there's a great market in that, and oh, I can't believe that a peony can really last. A shelf life of a peony is over 3 months in a cooler. And so, and I just love everything that lavender does, but my passion is all things farming.
Don't give too much away, Sheila. We'll be talking about the cut flowers, the lavender, the peonies later in this series. Anything else that you wanted to say about the journey that we're starting that I didn't ask you yet?
Wisconsin truly is America's agricultural tourism destination and America's dairyland, but it's alarming that we are still losing a farm a day. And agricultural tourism is a way for us to promote specialty crops. It's a way for all of us farmers to work together to bring economic prosperity to our rural communities. It's a way for farmers to have an additional revenue stream to keep that farmland in production, to keep that next generation of farm family member on the farm. So we all need to work together to support our farm families.
And we are kicking off our audio tour of these family farm destinations across the state. Sheila Everhart along with us. She is the executive director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. Over the next several months, we will feature homegrown potatoes, hops for our favorite beer, and even Christmas tree farms. This is just a sample of what Wisconsin specialty crop producers have to offer. Medicinal plants headline our next episode. I'm Stephanie Hoff. We'll talk to you again soon.
This podcast series is brought to you courtesy of Specialty Crop Block Grant 2310. The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association is promoting the increased demand for and sales of specialty crops and agricultural tourism experiences through the Wisconsin America's Agricultural Tourism Destination Campaign. Learn more at gowiagtourism.com.